Yeah, I know about that kind of stuff. Actually, the thing that rattles the most, I got to figure out something a little different on my radio mouse. I've got a piece of steel channel. It's about 1.5 inch by 3.5, 3 inches, something like that. Almost like a 2x4, but just a channel that I've got mounted, sits on top of my, sits on my safety rack, and it's connected in the back to the to one of the crossbars on the ceiling, then it sticks up in front between the driver's seat and the passenger seat at an angle, so the radios are at an angle, and that's what I mount my radios on. And I stupid thing keeps vibrating the screws loose that I have holding it to the cross member in the back. And I know the answer. I just need to hang more radios on it, and there'll be more tension on it. It's to, you know. It needs to be heavier where the radios are. That's the problem. I don't have enough radios hanging on it. Because right now all I've got here is two remote heads hanging on it. I got this CSI that I'm on right now, and then I got the Yaesu FDM-300. Both of them got the remote heads because this radio is actually mounted in the back of the van. And hopefully it won't be in here much longer. I just bought a CS, I think I told you, CS-800D Plus from Sam, and I want to get that one put in here, but I haven't had time to get it programmed, and couldn't get the old one to convert to the new version. I think you'd almost have to go from maybe update it. You know, it's so many versions different, and that's the UHF-only version, and couldn't get it to convert to the new one, so got to rewrite all the you know, the code plug for it.